Hey everybody, do you know what's about to happen? I do.
It's a Tiny Kite Show, what you know about pro wrestling. Tune in, get a lesson in, a little MMA, got a question, throw it our way, a suggestion. Listen to the podcast with some bomb gas. RVD, no he won't pass, makes me so mad when Big Show sad. I just can't believe the acting, it's the last thing I wanna see. But Mae Young fasting, crashing through a table, you're overreacting, not another stable. Tiny Kite Show, move snark, don't give a fuck, crisp and want. I'm Zach Selleck, Mike Batchelor, start the show, brother.
It's the Tiny Tight Show. I always like to start the show with Zach laughing first. I'm Mike Batchelor. Joined with me as always my tag team partner, Mr. Zach Selleck.
Heidi ho, news.
It's been a while since we've had a show. We're grouping. We're saving our energy for the WrestleMania pop.
It is. It's a year of the tights, but the month of distractions. So sorry about that, guys. We'll get right back into some regular scheduling.
Yes. It's all good, as they say. WrestleMania is 2 weeks away.
It's getting closer. Wifey AC thought it was last Sunday for some reason. She's like, I'm working, I'm gonna miss WrestleMania. Then she got me worried. I'm like, what, is WrestleMania this Sunday? Like, I don't know.
What are you guys doing for WrestleMania?
I don't know. What are you doing? What's your plans?
I'm having the boys over, so you're more than likely to come over and watch it on the WWE Network if I have it.
Oh, well, what's worries about that?
Well, I say it's not available in Canada yet, so.
Oh, just one of those comments. Okay, I gotcha.
Purely speculation that the Tiny Tight Show on.
Yeah, so it's 2 weeks away, so all the storylines are ramping up. So which storyline do you want to attack first?
Well, it's kind of weird that the biggest angle of the company for the first time ever in the history is management versus the fans.
It really is. Like, fans have been doing an amazing job at us voicing their opinion lately. It's something that I can never really remember them trying to change storylines and stuff. So I think that's really kind of a unique thing going on right now.
It's a good thing and it's a bad thing at the same time. You don't want them sabotaging the show every single week.
Why not?
You're not going to get anybody over. Like when they're chanting Daniel Bryan or CM Punk. Okay, let's talk more CM Punk because he left and he's not coming back. During a match between like Dolph Ziggler and The Miz. Well, no one gives a shit about either of those guys because they're just doing what they want to do.
Well, no one gives a shit about those guys, and that's why they're chanting. So if you got to make them give a shit about you, and then they're not going to be bored. And they're not going to get restless, and they're not going to chant for the announcers, because usually that's what's been going on. Like, in a real boring match, they start chanting for the announcers.
Was that how it was when you went to your Raw show with YPAC?
That was great, yeah. Toronto was one of the rowdiest crowds at that point, going... Every crowd adds a little something different, and then the next crowd copies it, but maybe add something new. So no one wants to take credit for anything, but it was really a good time.
Nice. It's going to be interesting to see the least. So now we finally have Daniel Bryan. Like, what did you think of the Daniel Bryan taking over the show, the Yes Movement?
Well, you know what? I don't know. Because we wanted it for so long, and they're finally kind of giving it to us, and maybe it's just my attitude or whatever, but it seems a little contrived now because they're kind of feeding it to us. Not to the extent of maybe like an R-Truth when Little Jimmy got over. Remember, that was terrible. Like the T-shirt, they went too far with that. Not that far, but I don't know. Something like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I liked it initially that, okay, that it's a nice way for us to give a shit about the Triple H versus Daniel Bryan match because none of us really wanted that. Then when Daniel Bryan did the whole, well, that's not all I want, I was literally like, skeet, 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 skeet. Because then they're finally going to give us, because we all know he's going to get past Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
With this main event of Bautista versus Landy.
Oh, you it's almost guaranteed, because next week on Raw they announced the main event was Randy Orton versus Batista. Why in the hell would you give away the WrestleMania main event free on the Raw before or coming leading up to it? Mm-hmm. If you weren't gonna put Daniel Bryan in the main event, that's so stupid. I don't know. It's just who can't put that together?
Yeah, but at least I like what they did now, because they put a little bit more drama into it. Like, well, maybe Daniel Bryan isn't gonna be Triple H, because Triple H is looking so strong.
Yeah, right. Like that main event on Raw next week is a dead giveaway that you're gonna win. No doubt about it. And, like, not that there was any doubt in it before, because why would you have that stipulation and have everyone just be pissed off and be bored in the main event anyway? So
the one thing I did like about this week's Raw was the opening. Like, I know I texted you, like, when Batista had to go off script.
I only saw a replay of it. What did he say? Something about getting squirted or drooled on or something?
Yeah, so, like, made a comment, Steph, that's not the first time Stephanie's been drooled on. And then it took, like, a dramatic pause. He's like, should I say it? Should I not say it? Then just, like, as much of a dick he said could be, like, no, I think Stephanie's been drooled on a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just bitch slaps him, and his glasses go flying. And Orton legit loses his shit laughing. Like, literally, he had to come down to get
I saw the replay. Budget. I don't know if it was a work or not.
Oh, that looked pretty real. Like, I was the one chat room I was on at the time, everyone popped for that, and we were all pretty convinced. Then, at the end of the segment, Batista splits his pants. His skinny jeans. Big. We blew the back of them right out. Like, if you look at the replay, there's freeze frames. He's, like, ripped his pants.
That's cool. Yeah, so I don't know. We have what else to say about that?
Yeah, it is what it is. We'll see. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping for the best, but if I was booking, there would be a riot. Daniel Bryan would not win the world title, because CM Punk would screw him out of it. Think of the heat. Punk leaves, goes away legit,
mm-hmm.
cost Daniel Bryan, the most over guy in the company, his WrestleMania moment that should have been rightfully his.
Mm-hmm.
He should be in the main event. That's gold.
That's good. I like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Riot. You can be a riot in New Orleans if that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go to Cena versus the Wyatts. So what do you think of this match?
Storyline. Yeah, I didn't know. At first, it was kind of shocking to see Cena take a fight against Wyatt at a WrestleMania. What did you think about that?
I think good for Cena to realize he doesn't need to be in the main event. Like, if this gets over Bray, like I think it's going to get over Bray, I think Bray is going to be one of those top guys now. I think Cena needs to lose clean. And that would put Cena in a very interesting place where he can go a lot of different ways with this character rather than just status quo back on top Super Cena.
Mm-hmm. But,
Luke Harper's been fucking amazing the past, like, 2-3 weeks, man.
Not only the last 2-3 weeks. He's been put on great matches for last 6 months, I'd say. He's super underrated. But, yeah, he's had matches with Cena, which is propelled him into the spotlight a little bit more. You're right, but
and he's carried Cena to, like, these two great matches.
You see the Hurricane Rana, segment there. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, and I like the non-finish to the match too, because again, mm-hmm. we're not used to seeing this kind of scared Cena.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at what the indie guys are. The same thing happened to Cesaro when he had this match against Cena. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Remember, it was like, I don't know, a while ago, they were talking about how at a house show, Cena gave Cesaro this real long speech.
Yeah, like that was
put him over.
Yeah.
So the same kind of thing. Like, that's how I see it, is he elevated Cesaro. I hate to say it, but he has been put on good matches. Sandow didn't really do anything with his. He had a little bit of a push from it, but it didn't really go very far. But we'll see where it goes for Luke Harper. I think he's super underrated, and I'd rather watch a Luke Harper match than a Wyatt than a Bray Wyatt match. But obviously, I'd rather see Bray Wyatt on the mic more or hear him on the mic. He's still cutting amazing promos, coming up with awesome shit.
Like, Foley's really been a real Bray Wyatt fan for a while.
Who is
Foley?
Yeah.
So that match should be interesting. What do you think of the 30-man Memorial Andre the Giant Top Rope Battle Royal?
That's cool. Gets everyone a little moment.
Gets everyone a paycheck on the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. And
I don't really care about that, but.
And I think they should do that every year. That should be like a WrestleMania thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Battle Royal.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
I'd give it to Mark Henry. Make that his reward for being Lesnar's bitch the past like 6 months.
Yeah, that makes sense too. You're gonna take Henry?
I'll take Henry. Yeah.
They're building that Big Show to win.
I just want to say it's amazing that Zack Ryder is actually on the pay-per-view.
Who should I take? Just as I didn't really think about this.
Jinder Mahal.
No, not Jinder.
He's the dark horse.
Not Jinder Mahal. Eva Marie? No. Are they having some sort of diva match too?
Well, that was the confusing thing too. Oh yeah, I guess we should mention we are now in what Triple H calls the reality era.
Reality.
I hope this is the reality era for now on. Because evidently now Vicky Guerrero can say bitch on TV.
Well, she said bitch?
Oh, yeah. She called Vicky a bitch. And then she made this, it was a Vicky Guerrero Invitational with every single diva on the roster.
I saw her calling her out. So was that on WrestleMania?
That's the match.
So all the chicks.
Yes.
So everyone who's ever... who wrestles in WWE is going to be on that night.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. On the back end, they don't know how much the boys are going to make that night because there aren't pay-per-views anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because they used to bank on that paycheck. Like, that was the biggest paycheck of the year. Mm-hmm. But no one knows what they're going to get paid. So I figured this is almost a smart way. Because if they lessen the boom, and say, look, you guys aren't getting your check, and it's company-wide because everyone's on that pay-per-view, nobody can really complain, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
When Vicky was listing off names, I kept expecting her to say Velvet Sky and Angelina Love.
No, she came back on TNA. Angelina Love did.
Yes, we'll talk TNA in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? We got Lesnar versus Taker.
Yeah, that's a real cool storyline. Kind of been building up for a few years now.
It's Heyman's revenge. That's how I kind of like that.
Yeah, you were talking about his T-shirt.
Yes, I like Lesnar's new T-shirt. Eat, sleep, beat the streak.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah,
I like that too.
And on the back, instead of Paul Heyman guy, is crossed out, and it says Beast in like almost marker.
Yeah, I didn't like that as much, but whatever.
Yeah,
I like the front. The front's cool.
Yes, they announced Scott Hall is going to be Hall of Fame. Sorry, Razor Ramon. Is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. So him and Jake get to go in together?
Him, Jake, Warrior, Lita, Mr. T, and Paul Bearer, and Carlos Colon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only reason he's going in is because they want that tape library for Puerto Rico, for the network.
They want what? The library?
Yeah, the Puerto Rico tape library, because he owns the rights to that.
Oh, okay. So it's a political. It's a political move.
Oh, it's purely political.
Yeah. So it's nice that Scotty Hall and Jakey Roberts get to go in together.
Yep.
So the boys getting before they die.
Yep. Now in the Hall of Fame.
You got to get them inducted before they die these days.
Yes, exactly.
Let them have the moment. But you'd think that the prestige is taken off a little bit when you have, like, Lita and stuff like that. If I was someone like Kane working my ass off for 20 years, night in, night out, never really getting any major championships, just kind of holding off that maybe my longevity might get me into the Hall of Fame, and then people like Lita come in for, like, what, 4 or 5 years or something, and they do good, but...
As sad as it is to say, we're getting older, because one thing I've been watching the network is like the Best of Raws, and they had the one on the other night where the wedding of Stephanie McMahon and Test. I did the math, and I just got really depressed, because that was 17 years ago. So that was like 17 years since Lita's been in. So yeah, she qualifies for the Hall of Fame just as much as any, like Edge going in. Once you're retired, that's all it takes.
Yeah, I know. Maybe my only beef with Edge was that it would take a little bit longer, maybe wait a little longer before putting him in. I don't know. I just don't
guarantee
like
to, Kane will be Hall
do you
of
think it's too many inductees every year? I don't know. I just don't want it to be tarnished. I don't want it to be watered down. You're concerned with their pay. I'm concerned with the status of the Hall of Fame and how it won't be tarnished.
I think there's like this year there's a proper amount. Not too many, not too little. Like I don't think they're gonna announce anyone else next week.
I'm bringing this up for Glenn Jacobs. Yes. I'm bringing it up for Mr. Corporate Kane. I'm fighting on his side.
For the big guy. For the fake Diesels.
And the
Isaac
Yankum, yeah, thanks. You just beat me. I gave you that time though. I gave you the time to slip in there and you did.
It was like total elimination or 3D. You held him up and I just boom, diamond cut him.
Cool.
Hey,
so yeah, I just don't want it to be tarnished and I guess it's been 17 years ago. Has it really been 17 years ago?
Pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I think Cena's been around for 10, and that was like 5 years before that.
Yeah.
That's one good thing about the network, watching the old stuff, but the bad thing is that time gap of where this last 10 years goes. We got, so let's move
like,
on.
To... What do you mean by that? Like the crappy wrestling?
Well, no, just like, oh, it's just like yesterday. Like, I remember the friggin' Benoit and Saturn and Malenko jumping ship. And, like, all these, watching the NWO stuff. Like, I remember going over to my buddy's place, the first NWO pay-per-view. I'm like, oh, God, that was, like, over 20 years ago.
Yeah, you can't start thinking about time, though. Time is depressing.
Yes. Well, at least Hogan's looking like he's older. That was kind of brutal with him and Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger is looking so old now.
Oh, he's looking brutal, yeah.
He looks like Larry Zbysko.
He's pretty short, too.
He is, yeah. And like freaking Joe from True Bloods trying to do an angle with Miz. Trying to be a tough guy. Since we're talking WWE Network... The ECW, what they're doing, the music is pissing me off. Did you watch that video I shared with you?
No.
Oh, I shared a video. Like, this is like Eastern Championship Wrestling, so it's the weekly TV.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't own the music rights to anything, so they're just using stock music. There's this music video of highlights of a match between Shane Douglas and Terry Funk, mm-hmm. and it's like this light elevator jazz playing over the music. So I immediately took out my phone, recorded the screen. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I shared that with you.
Mm-hmm. You didn't appreciate the light jazz?
Oh, no. And it just takes you right out of it, too. Like when Public Enemy comes to the ring, they used to come out to Here Comes the Hot Stepper,
mm-hmm.
that old song, and the crowd used to be hype, and now it's just some really crappy stock music.
Rock music.
Oh, yeah, rap music and things like that. They can't air any New Jack matches because, well, Natural Born Killers, right? Plays mm-hmm. the entire match. But it's kind of cool, though. It's just seeing some of the old stuff like I haven't even seen before, like how when Sandman first started using the cane, when he was pimping out his wife, legit pimping out his wife.
What do you mean legit?
Well, that was the gimmick, is that his wife, Peaches, mm-hmm. he would pimp her out to the boys, and his best friend, Tommy Cairo, basically got Peaches and got her away from Sandman, and Sandman was managed by a woman. And he's like, Tommy Cairo, you got to pay your bills. And he had the beeper. Guys are lining up. Literally, he has a beeper. Oh, that's the Bruise Brothers. That's more money. That's more money Yo-Yo told me, Tommy. Pay your bill.
That's kind of gross.
Very fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's cool. let's talk about TNA.
How are the matches, though?
Matches are good. Like, a lot of job matches. Like, that's something you wouldn't notice. Like, Taz beating up a 98-pound weakling. This is when he first starts seeing Mikey Whipwreck in the promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the 98-pound weakling who got his ass kicked every single week. Then they started giving him a win. Like, he beat the Pitbull, the one with the hair, who was the TV champion. And it was one of those things where He was beating on him, then pulled him up, and beating on him, pulled him up. And then Mikey rolled him up and got the 1-2-3, so he's the champ. So every time, like, he's fighting guys like Mr. Hughes, he's fighting the Pitbull, all these guys from back then. He gets his ass kicked, and they won't stop beating on him, so the ref reverses the decision, and he wins, and he's still champion. It's a good gimmick.
Nice,
he got
nice.
Over. That's how he got over. Really early Sabu, still botched everything back then. But that's when Paul Heyman was actually his manager at ringside. 911 was his handler.
What do you think about the speed of the matches? Do you think like the in-ring speed of matches has increased?
Maybe because matches back then were like 10, 15 minutes. Like I think now just TV, everything has to be so fast, which is stupid. They always complain it's a three-hour show. But the matches are so fucking short when you have the entrances and this and that. You can't do much in 2-3 minutes.
I was thinking actually like the physicality, like the speed of like them in the ring, like off the road, running around.
No, it was the same even back then. It was that style, that ECW, just more physical style. They were the pioneers. I think the latest one, because the big stars back then, like in these episodes, because they hadn't gone Extreme Championship Wrestling yet. Douglas was champ, Terry Funk, Public Enemy were the tag team champions, Sandman, Taz wasn't Taz yet, he was the Tasmaniac.
Then he had some sort of like hood, like furry hood on or something
like
that?
Yeah, he had like the furry slinglet and things like that. And he stopped painting his face because he used to paint his face and he stopped painting it now. But his hair was longer. Didn't wear boots to the ring. Had bare feet. Who else was there? The Brutus Brothers, Ron and Don Harris, Mr. Hughes. Foley's just starting to come in now. Tommy Dreamer's there, but he's more or less a jobber.
The Harris Brothers, that's DOA?
Yeah. That's when they had the big long hair before they shaved their head.
Oh, really?
Cool. Yeah. So, yeah, it's JT Smith, Jimmy Snuka. Yeah, he's gone now, but from where they are in the show.
So,
the Roots are there.
What?
The Roots of ECW are there. TNA. Have you been watching a bit of TNA or no?
Yeah, I watched an episode the other day. Magnus is still a champion. What do you think of Magnus?
I don't like him as champ, but I don't like Abyss's new mask.
No, I don't either. Yeah, I saw that. So Abyss helped him out at the pay-per-view and waited under the ring for like 4 hours and did that gimmick where he saved Magnus.
Yeah. And Joe sold it perfectly, though, that beating at the pay-per-view. But I don't know. I think I'd rather just have not have the mask and just be Abyss, look like Joseph Park.
I don't know. I think that looked weird, too, because they showed replays of that, and I don't know. I think that looked kind of weird, too.
It's going to be tweaked a bit. I don't know.
Yeah, and I guess it's hard to go back to the other mask when you know it's fake hair and stuff like that.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Yeah, everyone's heard my kind of complaints on how this kind of this whole thing unfolded, and now immediately he's in some other storyline, like as back as Abyss. So I don't know. I don't really understand this whole thing.
I applaud TNA for long-term storytelling, but I think it just needs to be tweaked.
Yeah, they've tried with like Aces and Eights, and this friggin' Joseph Park thing has been going on forever. There's no real, like, I don't know, it just kind of fell flat.
At least it's something for Eric Young to do on TV, and he's always good. So, yeah. What do you think the MVP is?
It made me laugh. I'm not sure which episode it is because I just watched the TNA on demand, but. Eric Young is backstage, and Joe comes up to him, and Joe's like, blah, 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 Abyss. And then Eric Young is like, don't worry about it. I'm going to be handcuffed to him next week. And just the delivery and the timing, like, I can't imitate it, of course, but yeah. If anyone has watched that and remembers that moment, that cracked me up. That cracked me up a lot.
Eric Young's money.
Yeah. He was trying to act serious, and it's just like out of nowhere. Like, don't worry, I'm gonna be handcuffed to him next week. Like who wrote this? I'm like Eric Young. Like, obviously he did it, but it's just he performed it well, but it was just silly writing too.
Yes.
And Yeah, so I'm not really sure if I like the direction of this Abyss storyline, but he's doing something new now. He's with Magnus.
Mm-hmm.
He's Magnus is Forcer. He's yes. Magnus is Monster.
He's all Magnus needs.
And I like how they're giving Joe a bigger spotlight, though, like that.
Joe deserves it, absolutely. Yeah. What do you think of James Storm's heel turn?
As we said
numerous times on this show, we're not fans of Gunner. No one gives a shit about Gunner, but they're starting to make us care about Gunner.
No, not me.
Hashtag fuck Gunner.
Hashtag yawn, real yawn when talking about Gunner.
I liked the beer bottle on Gunner's dad. That was a nice touch this week.
Yeah, I don't like the pushing Gunner. Why are they doing this? Why do you think? What's your why? He's not really great in the ring. He's not a good talker. He's just kind of big. They're trying to obviously make new stars by pushing.
I think that's all it is. They're just trying to give reason people to care about him.
Yeah, but I don't think it's gonna work.
Bromance, tag team champions again. Thoughts?
I like that. I care. I think people care about them. I think they're charismatic enough. DJZ, yeah. All three of them good. I think it's just the only thing is they got the height issue. That's about it, right?
Yeah.
But no, they're good.
New thoughts on the new exhibition champion, that Japanese guy. I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, he seems all right. His finish move seemed to be a moonsault.
Yep, was the protege of the Great Muta. It was awesome to see him at the pay-per-view. I always pop huge for Muta.
Mm-hmm.
What else has been going on? Austin Aries.
Bobby Lashley.
The boss, the return of Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley still seems uninterested as usual.
They're just there, Bobby Lashley.
There for a paycheck.
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley.
Man.
Got these muscles for a reason. I don't have to go to work 9 to 5. Just show up at wrestling events when I need cash.
Exactly. I think that's pretty much it. I think Bad Influence is done with TNA, which would be a shame.
So stupid. That's so stupid. Like, you're pushing Gunner, but you get rid of Bad Influence.
Week in, week out, one of the most entertaining things on the roster.
Oh, just them dancing in the ring, their creativity, they're trying new things, they do skits, their in-ring ability. Oh, man, like, that is such a bad move. Such a bad move.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they got Samuel Shaw. I actually like what they're doing with Samuel Shaw.
Him and Anderson, they're having a good rivalry.
Out of anything new on TNA, I'm enjoying this hitman, creepy bastard gimmick. I am.
Yeah.
Pretty good. He looks pretty young, but he's not that young. He's 30 years old, so I thought he was like 18.
I like the fact that with the Anderson stuff, that it is, when Anderson gets a little silly, like when he's wearing the wig posing as Chrissy Hemme, it's him realizing, okay, this guy is a serial killer. We can't go full tilt with it, but we got to kind of make it entertaining in a way. That's kind of how I take it.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Yeah. He's got the half mannequin he brings. And Taz kept on saying, oh, this mannequin's pretty hot from the waist up. I'm like, well, there is no waist down.
They got to do something with the mannequin and Al Snow in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a look from the head. Like, he just looks at the head and walks away.
Totally. I totally agree with that. Yeah.
I guess Tommy Dreamer is an agent again for TNA.
Agent? Yeah.
Yeah.
They
rented the Hammerstein Ballroom for some TV tapings.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know how they're going to pack it for like, because apparently they're doing a month's worth of tapings. Everyone will be like excited that first show. Then it'll be typical TNA where it's halfway full. They got to move everyone around to make sure it's packed.
I've seen a couple of photos, even from the pay-per-view. It looked like it's empty in there.
Like,
how depressing.
ROH can pack that thing because they only run it once every like 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Actually, that'd be hilarious if they couldn't use any of the footage because ROH fans would occupy Impact.
Nice.
Only they only pop for the Wolves, Aries, Joe,
Just all these like rude signs, so they all have to blur them out.
Yeah. I guess we should segue into Ring of Honor coming out May 10th. International Wars. It's not Border Wars anymore. It's International Wars.
I just want to say one note on TNA. With Rockstar Spud is still killing it. Mm-hmm. Boom. Okay. Now we can talk about ROH.
I agreed. Like, who'd have thought we'd actually see something in Rockstar Spud?
Oh, he's fantastic. He's great.
Yes. Dixie's bitch. And C3PO. C3PO. That's the best insult. His little buddy. So, Toronto, to our favorite shithole, the Ted Reeve Arena.
Oh, where it smells like pee, and I got nothing.
Just be glad you didn't go to the show James and I did with... It was the middle of the garbage strike in Toronto. It was at the Ted Reeve.
At the Ted Reeve? Oh, and I bet you all the garbage was piled up there, too.
Yeah, the parking lot. There was no parking lot. Because it was all garbage in the garbage strike. That was the show. I think it was Colt Cabana versus Joey Ryan. That was when Joey Ryan was part of the embassy. And Colt, they were having a street fight. And Colt ran to the back and just pulled out two bags of garbage. And was beating up with the bags of garbage. And that was a huge garbage strike chant.
Nice. Cool. Good. I haven't listened to any podcasts lately. Has he had any good guests on lately?
He had Tony DeVito on. He had... who's the last one he had? Let me just check here. To my cell phone.
Check in on my cell phone.
For the podcast corner. There's a new jingle.
Sorry, I kind of cut off the ROH. We can go back to it.
That's all good, man. So, main event for... Well, I stall. So, main event for Border or International Wars is Kevin Steen versus Adam Cole.
Dope.
Smart main event. I'm going to be interested in what matches we get, because I can't wait to see Nakamura. I can't wait to see Okada. Jado Ghetto is going to be there. Jushin Thunder Liger. The announced Carl Anderson is going to be there, too. So if the Young Bucks are there, Bullet Club's going to be there in full effect. Love me some Bullet Club from New Japan.
Is Prince David in there too?
Yeah, I don't think he's coming. But
well, that's not full effect then. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to our viewers on the Tiny Tights show.
Well, I'm sorry. For full effect, I'd also mean Luke Harper. But I was at Luke Gallows would have to be there. Actually, Colt had both Buck Bagwell on.
Oh, that's cool. After did he talk about being a male gigolo?
He does. And he's like, it's a work. And listening to Conan's podcast on MLW, he's like, it's not that much of a work. Conan actually has a good podcast. You got to listen to Major League Wrestling's podcast with Conan every week.
I used to listen to it. I found it pretty good. Conan was just kind of a bitch about shit, eh?
Yeah, and he just doesn't give a fuck.
No. Talking about Corey Bauer, is he still doing on that show?
Yeah.
Well, Corey Bauer, I read on the internet that he thinks Kevin Steen, someone asked if Kevin Steen could get signed by the WWE, and he said if he did, like, he could capitalize on his bilingual skills a little bit and being able to speak French and...
Steen's actually dropping weight. Have you seen a picture of Steen lately?
No.
He's actually hitting the gym because of that. He's going to that tryout at the Enslavement Center.
Mm-hmm.
As I like to say.
What the hell are you talking about, Enslavement Center?
The Enslavement Center, the new WWE training facility.
He's actually going for a little tryout. Yeah, well, I think he's obviously great in the ring. It's whether or not they'll like his body or not.
Well, I think Bray Wyatt goes to show you don't need everyone cookie cutter.
It's true.
Fans will respond to different body types.
It's true. And Kevin Steen knows how to work a crowd, and he's good at improv and being quick on his toes. And I think he could survive if given the chance.
Elgin too. I think Elgin could do well.
And Luke Harper is another cookie cutter, not a non-cookie cutter that's proving his value right now.
I joked with a buddy of mine online that with the new next-gen consoles for PS3, PS4, hopefully they have like better beard dynamics with the next-gen consoles. More realistic, big, puffy beards.
I'm getting I'm getting jealous that I can't grow a beard.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, you saw my Batch Wyatt beard.
I like your new look, though. I like the clean and proper look. It looks good.
You know me, I switch it up every week.
Yeah.
So let's switch gears if we're done talking about ROH. We'll talk about more of that closer we get to May when they start announcing some matches.
Sure.
Anything going on in UFC? I know there was a TV card the other day. Was it Dan Henderson versus... I want to say Shogun, but I don't think it was Shogun.
Yeah, it was Shogun.
Oh, it was Shogun? Oh, look at that movie.
Yeah.
Neither of us watched it. Moving on. What's this with Ronda Rousey doing a four horsewoman kind of thing?
What's that?
Basically, Ronda Rousey with some other female MMA fighters, and so they like took a photo, and they were all holding up the horseman whore, the four horsemen, four figures.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are calling them the four horsewoman.
Hmm.
And they're trying to get T-shirts made of instead of a Team Affliction or anything like that. They're trying to take that gimmick. I think that works.
Yeah, as long as they do some woos, we're good.
Yeah.
Some chops and stuff.
Have you seen Charlotte? Yeah, you haven't been watching much NXT. Have you seen Charlotte Flair wrestle?
Yeah, no. No.
You okay there?
Yeah, just a little something in my throat.
Ah, yes. Charlotte Flair's not bad. She's got she's doing the dirtiest diva in the game. So she's doing all her dad's gimmicks of like, faking she's hurt, then rolls up the person and all his shortcuts. Mm-hmm. I think she can get over that way.
She's pretty tall, too. We talked about this last episode, but she's a tall-ass bitch.
Yes. What do you think of the new Leo Kruger gimmick?
Oh, that's great. Was it Adam Rose?
Adam Rose. He changed his music already, though. That's stupid.
Oh, is it similar, at least?
It's similar, but they didn't realize he didn't have the rights to it. They didn't think it would catch on that quickly.
Uh-huh.
So, like, his first match, everyone, like, popped huge for Adam Rose.
Yeah.
The reaction on the IWC was change the music back.
Oh, I got to hear the new one because I really popped for the first one, too, because I really liked it.
Yeah. I'll put it at the end of this episode just because it's an awesome thing. When we post the audio show.
What's the difference? Do they not have the woo or something?
It's a timing thing. The timing's not the same, and it's not as catchy of a beat. It sounds very similar. I think it's the same song, but the original version is better.
Hmm. Yeah, are you going to put on the original or put on the...
I'll put on the original because I don't like the new one. So let's talk about Walking Dead. So.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Look at the flowers, Zach. Just look at the flowers.
What flower?
That was a pretty crazy episode 2 weeks ago. Let's start there.
With the little girls?
With the little girls. Let's just say, look at the flowers. Now, I've read the books, so I saw this coming a mile away. You never, you haven't read the books.
I haven't read the books.
You haven't read the books. Happened a bit different in the comics in terms of what the characters were, but the second that I saw they introduced Libby's character like last season, I'm like, yeah, that's where they're going. And Carl got robbed again. That was Carl's moment.
Is that girl not in the book?
It was a set of twins.
Okay.
And one, essentially, was the same thing. One was a little, woohoo. So he killed his twin. And he's like, no, he'll come back because he didn't get it, just like Libby didn't get it. But in the books, what happened was, as all the parents were mortified and they were deciding what to do, Carl snuck out and put him down. And this was a huge moment, like second, the big, huge character defining moment for Carl, as opposed to the TV show where he's just now an emo pudding eating bitch.
You cannot have on television. You can't have kids killing kids, even if it is like under the right circumstances.
Oh,
you cannot. You cannot have kids killing kids because what if one kid thought like, oh. I'm going to get justice this way.
True that, but yeah, I think a lot of people aren't feeling this half season.
Oh, I'm definitely not. Slow as shit. Pointless episodes. Like, did you hear me complain about the one with the Bob,
no, Maggie? We haven't talked at all.
Maggie, and Sasha.
Yeah.
The episode was completely fucking pointless. The whole thing was completely pointless. So... Maggie goes running off because Sasha doesn't want to go to this town. Why? Why? Oh, you're afraid to see someone might not be there? That's so fucking stupid. Go to the fucking town. Okay, so Maggie runs off. Bob is saying, oh, I want to be alone. I don't want to be alone because I was so lonely and so depressed. And then he's like, if I'm going to leave you alone, I'm going to go and find Maggie if you don't like it or not, because I'm not leaving her alone, even though he's leaving Sasha alone. There's so many holes in this episode. It was fucking pointless.
Bad writing.
Bad, pointless episode. At the end of it, they got back together. Nothing had changed. There was nothing. Nothing. I felt like nothing, that the whole thing was pointless.
You know what this episode was? It means at the finale, Bob or Sasha are going to die. And they needed to give us a reason to give a shit about those characters. That's all that episode was.
It made me hate them.
Well, what do you think of Abraham?
Is he the new bad guy?
No, Abraham's the guy with the mustache.
He seems kind of goofy. I like the new bad guy, or guy with Daryl, who seems like he's all right, but I bet you he's bad.
Claimed. That's going to be the new internet meme. That's going to be the new running joke from now on with this show.
So, yeah, I like him. The other guy seems kind of kooky. The guy with the mullet seems kind of kooky.
Technically, they're not really bad guys once now that you know the rules. So that makes that scene with Rick in the bed make a whole lot more sense.
I got to think about that again, because
Rick was hiding underneath. The guys come in. The one guy was laying on the bed.
Yeah.
And the other guy goes, no, I claim that. That's mine.
Yeah.
And blah, 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 blah. Then the one guy kills the other guy over the bed.
Yeah.
So then Rick fucks off.
Yeah, then he went in the washroom and killed the other guy when he came in. Which no, I thought.
He didn't kill him.
Yeah, he did.
No, only one guy was dead, because if you got that conversation with him and Daryl, right?
Yeah.
One guy was dead, and that was the guy killed for the bed. He thinks Rick killed him. He didn't. Rick didn't kill him. The guy that tried to fuck Daryl over and plant that shit on him, he killed that guy over the bed. He was an asshole. So now it's a new miscommunication between what's going on in there. If that makes sense. You see what I'm saying?
So, I'm pretty sure, what happened to the guy that Rick was in the washroom with then?
He just knocked him out. He didn't kill him.
I thought he choked him to death.
No, that was the bald guy that was part of the group.
What?
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong.
I don't know. I think Rick killed somebody.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, at least two people died. Anyway, I don't know. I could be wrong on that.
I could be wrong.
And yeah, I'm still confused why this whole half season even happened. Okay, so the governor comes. You kill the governor. Why do you got to run? You killed the bad guy. Why do you got to? Okay, there's a few zombies. Let's take them out. Take your time. Get all together. Why is everyone running? How did everyone get so far apart? I don't know. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I don't think they're as far apart as they are because they're all on that train tracks and shit like that.
But I know, but were they drinking water? There's no water. Things like this bother me.
I think Beth is dead. I'm calling it right now. Terminus is cannibals.
Is cannibals?
Cannibals.
Yeah. Well, you've read the book.
Well, again, Terminus is not in the books.
Oh, it's not in the book?
No, Terminus is not in the books. This is kind of what happened. Basically, the prison happened, and they all separated apart, and they got back together at this town. But it wasn't Terminus. It was actually more like a small town like Woodbury.
Okay.
So, we'll see how we'll see what happens this Sunday.
Yeah.
Big finale.
And, like, to me, the prison fence look way more
secure
than that little fence that Terminus had?
Yeah. What happens with the fucking zombies?
So I don't know. I just like, maybe it's just me. I like blowing holes and.
No, this has been a pretty weak half season.
But it hasn't been that gripping.
My favorite part of that episode with the little girls and Carol and Tyrese is all these crazy white bitches over here. I gotta find Bob.
Kill some chicken.
Yes. I was the other funny thing I found ironic at the end of the episode, because in the books, Tyrese and Carol are a couple.
Really?
Yep. There were a couple in the books.
Wow.
So that happened.
Yeah.
I was thinking going on Survivor. Let's end up on Survivor.
Yeah, Survivor's been pretty dope.
Brains versus Beyond, Braun versus Beauty.
Beauty versus, yeah, so the smart people, the brains, have been got their team depleted to three.
Mm-hmm.
And then this episode, they merged into two tribes, so it's no more brains, beauty, whatever. It's down to
so
tribes.
It's game on, then.
Game on. Yeah, the big blindside to already. They got rid of Cliff Robinson. So Cliff Robinson thought he had the numbers and thought he was in control. But the bald cop guy, Tony, from New York, from Brooklyn, switched things up and made things interesting and took the two people from the beauty tribe that got merged in with his numbers and took them, and they voted out Cliff Robinson, former NBA star.
Crazy. I haven't watched it. So.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I guess we should wrap up on Total Divas is back, your favorite show.
Total Divas. I don't think I watched it on Sunday, so I can't really talk about it. Sorry.
Oh, next week, then.
Yeah, for sure.
Apparently Dean Ambrose was on it, so.
No way, really?
Yeah.
They were I heard Summer Rae's on this season. I heard that's the difference.
Yeah, Fandango and Summer Rae are have a storyline evidently this season. I saw one clip online, and it was for Daniel Bryan and his Bella. She's trying to talk him into getting a bus for them. He's like, that's not financially responsible. That's not eco-friendly. But she goes, no, we can get it, and then we can. I know it's expensive. I can have the Divas, all the girls on, and we can split expenses. And Daniel's like,
Yeah.
I just like Daniel Bryan's response. Like, no, that's not eco-friendly.
Yeah. I finally watched the wedding episode, though, the season finale from last – or not the wedding, the proposal episode.
Yeah, because they'll do the wedding season, won't they?
Yeah. And then it was pretty good. He took her out on some rock face on – California or something, on a hike, and asked her to marry him.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we should wrap it up this week. It's been a good episode of the Tiny Tights show.
Good episode of Tiny Tights.
That's right. So until next time, actually, if you like the show, hit like below, subscribe to the channel, follow us on Twitter at Tiny Tights Show, follow us on Instagram.
Tiny Tights Show.
Review us on iTunes, 5 stars if you like the show. Send us an email at tinytightshow@gmail.com.
I think that's it.
I think that's everything. And just love us. That's all we ask.
Just embrace us.
Just give us a reach around to your eardrums. There you go. That's
happy ending.
There you go. That's a new catchphrase. Tiny Tight Show, the happy ending for your earbuds.
Love it.
So until next time, I am Mike Batchelor.
Hi, I'm Zach. Or bye, I'm Zach. Selig.
Edited in post. Until next time, Tiny Tights, hi.
Tights win fights.
Peace. Stop broadcast, motherfuckers.